Target Circle, the program you know and love now, includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Today, we have the pleasure of talking with a woman, Valerie Wildman, who is an actress. She's been in tons of things. Probably seen her on soaps. She's been on TV all over the place. But she was also Christine Pettit in Beverly Hills 90210, who played the girlfriend of Jack McKay.
Didn't we have a writer named Christine Pettit?
We did. We had a writer named
Is that
Christine
why they
Pettit.
Made her character that name? Okay. I thought so.
Oh, my goodness. You guys, we also had a writer on the writing staff that was named Christine Pettit, and it makes perfect sense now that they named this character after her.
That's so cool.
I wonder if our writer was really an FBI agent.
Ooh.
Undercover.
The Van Nuys stages next to the porn hub of America. Writing our episodes. It's a good story.
And without further ado, Valerie Wildman.
Hi, without further ado, that's so formal.
Hi.
Well, we're very serious. This is a hard-hitting podcast. I don't know if you know.
I've been listening and laughing last night. So thank you all so much for having me. It's weird. I feel like I still know you and I feel like it's not that long ago. And I know I spent more time with Jenny on the set, but Tori, you were always so kind and welcoming. And just thank you for that. And
we're so happy to have you.
Yes.
We watched your first episode.
Okay. Yep. I was wondering which one. Is that the Thanksgiving one in the blue dress?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. And the big derriere. That's what I see.
What are you talking about?
Oh my God. We were saying how hot you are in this.
Oh, you guys are
my gosh.
Thank you so much. You guys look as beautiful as ever. It blows my mind. So I was enjoying how real you are and funny you are. And I can see why everybody loves this so much. When I was listening to the podcast, it made me feel at home already. I was listening last night.
Oh, so, thank you.
Sorry to interrupt, Valerie. Could you turn on your video, please?
It's off?
We want to see you.
Sorry. Okay, how's that?
Yay!
Sorry, I'm in front of this. It probably looks like a strange thing in the background, but it's a painting. And it's a painting that my husband painted, my now deceased husband, who, by the way, feels very much around. Mm-hmm. And I like it not only because it's my favorite secret place in the jungle somewhere, but the clouds to me look like angels. And I,
oh my gosh, what a beautiful painting.
It is beautiful.
I used to be embarrassed to admit this, but I'm just going to admit it. I'm really into angels, both human and beyond human. And I even have a website called angelsamongus.tv that I'm hoping to turn into a podcast. So
amazing.
I don't know if you guys believe in angels.
We believe.
I had a feeling you did.
We're believers.
Maybe that'll be part of the conversation. I have no idea. Actually, that logo kind of looks like an angel with hearts. I love it. The iHeart Radio logo.
Oh, you are kind of an angel to Jack in the show.
Oh, wow. That was a good segue, by the way. yes. And, you know, there's some things that you probably know or don't know. I don't know. First of all, we felt like we knew each other really well when we started and in that scene. And in fact, I think maybe it was the DP said, wow, you guys have known each other for years, haven't you? And it wasn't that way. But
that was a damn good kiss.
Come to mind. One is I did not know Christine's story until driving to the set one day and Chuck Rosen called me. I know he won't mind because we talked about this on their podcast. And the other thing that's interesting in addition to that show is then Josh, who plays Jack, was already on Days of Our Lives. Which, by the way, I noticed some of you watching when we were doing the hotel scenes. I remember that. And then next thing you know, I was on Days of Our Lives and they were kind of setting us up as a couple in the beginning.
And that's then, right. You were.
Yes. For 11 years.
Oh my gosh.
And I totally forgot about that. Then, you know, we talked about that.
I just got all nervous now again.
I'm nervous around night. I was 90210.
That was my jam. Like everyone had 90210. I had Days of Our Lives.
I was sitting in the green room at the Beverly Hills, whatever hotel we were at, watching Days of Our Lives. And I thought that was so funny later. And then he and I were always talking and teasing each other that, you know, he teased me that I was stalking him, you know, going from show to show. And then one day, not too much longer, he said, by the way, they asked me to come back on 90210. And I went, I want to go back on 90210. You know, I was teasing. I said, I'm envious. So sure enough, I was back, but he was already dead.
And then your character goes on to be this huge, intricate part of Dylan's story.
Isn't that amazing? And, you know, I just made up this whole other storyline for Christine when I started, because as you know, as an actor, you have to create a character and the more specific you are, the better. Mm-hmm. And then one day driving to the set, I get this call and it's Chuck and he goes, hi, this is Chuck Rosen. And I went, hi. And of course, the first thing I think is, what did I do wrong?
Right.
And then he says, okay, first of all, I don't know. I wanted to tell you, no one else knows, but Christine is an FBI agent. I almost dropped off the side of the road.
Right? Like nobody saw that coming.
No. And I was like, what? And then he said, and I know there's an explosion today. Jack may or may not be dead. And then I really wanted to drive off the side of the road, but this is a secret. So that's how I learned all this stuff and about who Christine really was. I had a whole other storyline going on. So anyway, I thought that might be some interesting background for both of you.
You joked that you were nervous did you know about the show before you came onto it, or how did it happen?
I did know about the show mainly from my stepkids who were like my kids. But it wasn't until I was on And then I came home and suddenly I was treated like the Queen of Sheba. Did I know?
Nice.
Just what a big deal it really was. So I'm glad I didn't, because that would have made me more nervous. And everybody was just so down to earth. And as you know, the studios were very down to earth, and it actually made me feel really welcome. And of course, Luke was very welcoming too. And I remember the scenes where we were together, Jim and Luke and Josh, Jack, and you guys just made it so comfortable. Sometimes as a guest star and you don't know whether you're recurring yet or not, it's like feels like you're the new kid in the class. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you don't know everybody, and everybody does know. And on top of it all, I had to figure out how to balance that spoon on my nose and that thing.
Oh my gosh, I've forgotten all about that. But
you remember that?
Now I remember it.
But back to the first episode, I guess. So I'm chattering away. You guys take over.
Did you have to bring in your own wardrobe?
I did not bring in. I did bring in wardrobe, but for that show, I didn't wear my own wardrobe, I don't believe.
Got it. I think by the third season, they didn't make people do that anymore.
Oh, okay.
We did notice when we interviewed people that guest starred from like the first two seasons that they would bring in their own stuff.
Ah, I probably was asked to, but that I remember thinking, I don't remember owning that blue dress.
So. That blue dress looks so good on you. Aww, that color. Oh my God.
You guys, I don't know about you, but are you critical of yourselves when you're on camera? And were you critical back then?
Okay. On and off, yeah.
Well, now it's like we watch this show and we're both, look at that body. Look at how we looked back then, you know? We're so appreciative of it.
Yeah, we don't know. I know you guys were already young. I wasn't young, but even back then I was, you know, I look back and I go, I had hair and my skin was dewy, you know what I mean?
Dewy, you were glowing, yeah. Wow.
You guys, thank you.
You look the same, by the way. We're always our harshest critic, so
of course
you look great.
You guys look more beautiful than ever, and that's really impossible.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important, don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals, because now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
What's happening now with you? Like, are you, you said you're working on a podcast about angels, but are you still taking acting roles? Are you live in LA?
I was acting quite a bit. And then my husband, who I mentioned, got very seriously ill.
So sorry.
Thank you. And I stopped to take care of him and to spend time with him before he died and to help him transition. And it has taken a while till I've been ready to come back. Mm-hmm. And I am ready to come back. I did a few things like Lifetime series. What I ended up focusing on was a lot of humanitarian work. You know, before I was a working actor, even though I always, when I was younger, was acting in theater and went to Northwestern and won awards and things. My love was international medical relief work. So I actually was doing disaster relief work around the world. I don't know if you read that. When I ended up on Days of Our Lives, I was actually going for my doctorate, which I've just gone back to. And the work that I was doing was actually in domestic violence. Mm-hmm. And my character on Days of Our Lives was a survivor of domestic violence and her children was abused. So I ended up being asked to be a spokesperson for the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence. And I spoke out on children's issues at press conferences and then lobbied various congressmen and officials as well with these groups. And so when that happened, I felt like my life finally congealed. Do you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And mm-hmm. I know you guys have felt this too. When you're somewhat known on television or film, you have more of a platform to make a difference. And that made me really happy. And that's one thing that actually I miss. I've been working with young people around the world. There's a group called Young Emerging Visionaries that I help to facilitate groups with them and help them have an environment where they can incubate their dreams and manifest them. And what I'm finding that my calling that I love so much, in addition to the acting, is helping people, especially young people, realize their magnificence and power to make a difference. And that there is truly an epidemic that's not spoken about right now of depression and anxiety and suicidality. And I was thinking about it last night and I was thinking, you know, that is one of the things that I really loved about Beverly Hills 90210, because it really did address the issues that they were going through back then mm-hmm. that young people are going through now too. We didn't have the ecological crises and the pandemic, but the angst was there, and all the issues and the problems and the issues of rape were even brought up, and social anxiety. And I don't know how many people realize that how seriously those issues were taken on the show. And I feel honored to have been a part of it for that too.
Yeah, it was great to be able to be a part of that, like to tackle such serious things, especially back then when young people weren't sort of used as a voice for that, you know. Mm-hmm. So the show was kind of breaking ground in that, and it was always felt good to do stuff like that. I think that for me just really started me to think bigger about how you can help more people and spread the message more and use your platform for good, like you're saying.
Yeah, it was radical. I think it was really a radical thing back then. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why it caught on so much too, on top of you all being so wonderful. It struck a chord, it struck a nerve, and it still does, obviously.
Yeah, so, it still stands up.
I know. And you guys are funny and sexy. That doesn't hurt. And all the love stories and the triangles that you were talking about. And I loved hearing that the other night. And,
I want to know more about the angels among us.
You do?
Or like, what is your, I mean, do you see angels? Like, do you have superpowers? I need to know more.
All right.
Can we all see angels?
There you go. Here's my question that I wanted to put out. All right. So when the idea first came to me, because I don't think I thought of the idea, I was working with a lot of young people. I would secretly, not intentionally secretly, but just low key, no makeup, you know, in jeans, hair tucked back in a hat or whatever. And I worked a lot of times in Watts. And I'd sit in talking circles. I was trained to do that, where I would listen from the heart and teach them to listen from the heart without judgment, so we could create a safe place where people could talk from the heart. And then I realized that I had to go even more anonymously, because people were scared of bullying. And so a lot of times we would come up with questions together, and people would write on a card with the same kind of pencil and put it in a basket, and we pass it around. And people would have written their answers. And that's when I realized more and more how much depression, anxiety, and suicidality there was. But I noticed that people were always looking at their phones or their laptops, even back then, and they were looking at all the darkness and the bad news. Mm-hmm. But as I went out in the world, even in Watts, right around the corner, was the nice, you know, pizza guy or the homeless person that would say the most inspiring things. It would make me wonder, are you more than human? Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, why don't we shine a light on that? And what if I encourage people to use their iPhones to shine a light on those things? And pretty soon I got so many stories about the angels and the city of angels. And then I realized they were all over the world. But people, when I told people the name of it, Angels Among Us, almost everyone wanted to whisper to me because they were embarrassed and they wanted to keep it anonymous, of an experience they had with someone or something that they thought might have been an angel, a beyond human angel. And I too have had those experiences, and I was embarrassed. And I didn't want people to think of me as the crazy angel lady, but I have decided, as you can see, to come out.
Embrace it.
Yes, come out of the angel closet and allow people to talk about it if they want, or even if they wonder, even if they're not sure. And the internet, sorry, I had a flashback of, I remember George Bush used to go, the internet, sorry. On the internet.
The internet.
You can be more anonymous. So I wanted to give it both platforms, the internet or not. So people started turning in stories. And then I realized children wanted to draw drawings, and some people wanted to dance, and some people wanted to do whatever mm-hmm. they could to uplift. So I said, okay, Let's call ourselves A reporters, angel reporters, and everyone can send something in. In the meanwhile, I was wandering around the streets with my iPhone and sitting down with homeless people, talking to the person in the dry cleaner that lifted people's spirits, because I didn't want it to be about, I have this great nonprofit. Not that I wanted to exclude that, but it's really in the moments between people, I realized that we can make a difference. It's that moment of kindness that the camera's not capturing between people, how we can really uplift the planet, and everyone can do it. It's even a smile to someone that looks downtrodden. And so that's what I wanted to bring up. And I wanted people to feel empowered and realize they are making ripples when we do those things that seem so tiny. And when all is said and done, I've been by so many deathbeds in the last several years, I'm finding that those are the things that matter. The moments between people, or the moment between people and angels. So I wanted to, you know, open it up to, if people wanted to say, you know, there was this time where I was in the hospital and there was a light and I felt the blessing, or I almost died, or someone, I heard an encouraging voice, you know, or the light blinks, or I want to give people space for that too. So in answer, that was a very long roundabout way of saying, for me, what I hear is the lights blink a lot. And I hear in my meditations, I meditate a lot, is not to be afraid. Sorry, I'm getting emotional. And not to be afraid to let people know that we are here, we the angels, and that it's very important. And that the other thing that I'm learning, I'm like a beginning student and just listening and meditating and listening, is that often, unless it's life or death, the angels want you to ask for their help. Otherwise, they feel that they are intervening, and it's not really up to them to tell you what to do with your life. But if you ask for help, they'll even help you find your keys. So, you know,
or your glasses. Or even with the simple things.
Yes, exactly. So do you guys believe in angels, and how do you have experiences?
We're two believers, that's for sure. I don't know. Tori is an angel on earth. I've said that about her before. She just is.
I see light around you both. Definitely. Not that I have a special gift, but it's obvious. And Tori, I have a quick confession, a non sequitur. I was on a plane with you, and I was feeling so shy that I didn't introduce myself. Skylar, she's not going to know who I am, or Christine. We didn't even work together. And I was so touched by how kind you were with the people around you who said hello. And I just
thought, I wish you had said hi.
I know. I wish I did. Now's my chance. But I just thought, she really is an angel among us. You were so kind and humble to everybody. And I appreciate it about you.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals, because now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs, Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Well, it's interesting you bring up a plane because I have a huge fear of flying. I'm terrified. And that's one thing I always do when I'm on a plane before it takes off is I always pray to my angels to be there.
Wow.
I look out both sides to my angels and say, you know,
Yeah,
please protect this plane, white lighted.
Yeah, it works. I do the same thing with my girls. Like I visualize them just being guided and protected by angels. And every time, like, you know, when you send your kids off to do something and you're actually pretty nervous about it and like, you don't want them to see how nervous you are. I've said many times, don't worry. There are angels watching over you. You're going to be fine.
Oh,
and it makes them feel better and makes me feel better.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you know, you caught onto something because my doctorate is about childhood and adolescent trauma. And one of the things I've learned is even as parents or step parents or just adults in young people's lives, they're already so nervous that it really helps them if we at least present as calm. We can tell each other and freak out with each other, but for the children's sake, it's really important to create that calm for them and that feeling of calm. And it seems like you guys both have experienced both sides of that too. So
definitely,
you look like angels on either side of me on my screen right now.
We're your angels. I remember having so much fun with you on set. You were talking and I remember you were just kooky and fun and like, but super deep and interesting at the same time. You're just a great mix of a lady. You're a good human being. And it's really, really nice to catch up with you.
Thank you for knowing that. And I know I play so many serious people. I thought the same thing about you. And there was such a light around you and a presence that, you know, it was just such a delight to be around. And even in the brief moments that I've met you, Tori, I felt the same way. And thanks for recognizing the kooky side, because I, you know, I really get to play that side. And I love to being kooky. I think it's really.
Yeah, you're so funny. You should. You should do.
Talking. I want to hang out with you. I want to have some glass of wine. Right.
Well, let's do it. I'm game anytime, in person or not in person, whatever. So I thank you so much. I know it may seem inappropriate, but I really do love you all. And I just feel that you're a blessing to the planet, and the brief times that we spend together, including this conversation, has been a blessing too. So. Mm.
Thank you, Valerie. Right back at you.
Yep.
Be well.
You too. Mwah. Stay well. Mwah. Lots of love. Thanks for thinking of me. It was like a blessing from the angels out of the blue.
Love when those things work out.
Okay. I don't know how to click out, so I'm going to leave it up.
We don't either, so don't worry.
Oh my gosh, she's so delightful, right?
Oh my God, what a beautiful human. Yes. Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of fun just because I was younger, you know, and she was probably in her 30s then.
I don't know.
When she was on the show. And we did have, it was usually scenes with just Dylan and Jack and then Kelly and Christine. And so she and I would be together a lot, and just the two of us, because those two boys were off doing their thing. They were very close. And so we would spend a lot of time together just hanging out and waiting for, you know, the setup to be ready and everything. And she was just like, I remember just feeling so at peace around her. And that was unusual for me at that time in my life, you know, because it's that young age, 19, 20, 21, you don't know what's happening. You don't know what you're doing. Yeah. And she always just made me feel like everything's going to be okay.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.